I had the opportunity to go back and captain the side and meet Mother Teresa and all these great life experiences happened in India. So it's a place I'm certainly very connected to.
I forget, because I only ever hear Mother Teresa used in like sayings and things like that, or they'll go, someone's not Mother Teresa. Yeah. I forget she was a real person. Steve, what was Mother Teresa like?
Well, it's a bit like that. It, you know, I had the opportunity to meet her, and someone, one of the journalists said, oh, you just got to go to the Sisters of the Missionaries of Charity Mother House in Calcutta and you can watch an early morning mass. So I went there early one morning with a couple of people and witnessed a mass, and she was introduced to me very briefly, and I can't remember what I said to her, but she had this incredible presence and aura about her. She was only very tiny and was suffering from rheumatoid arthritis in her hands and feet, and all the people around me were sort of dropping the floor, trying to, you know, touch her feet as a sign of respect. And then all of a sudden she just wandered off through this curtain out to the back of where she lived. It was just, it sort of all happened very quickly, and but she had this definitely this aura and presence about her that was very unique.